Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We're just here to start your week off with a mindfulness stress relief session coming up live at 7:15. But welcome to the show today. We are honored to be here with you. We're here to start your week off and make it as empowering as possible. So send this show to someone. Text them, call them, forward it, however you want to do it. Just send them because there's going to be some good information here today. My guest is Attorney Wendy Williams Esquire, and she will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. And if you are watching on any of our social media channels, YouTube, Facebook, and sure and like and subscribe and share all that good stuff. Happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day. If you're celebrating a birthday, we're celebrating it with you. And whatever you do, just remember to do something special for yourself, because the fact that you're still here makes a difference. So that means you've got work to do. So happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day to you and to yours. If you're listening online and you'd like to comment, the lines will be open at 7:30, and I will open that up for you. If you are a fan of the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1, on Channel 19 and 24/7 of the World Wide Web on our higherlearningnetwork.org. And remember to check out our blog. And I'll show you that shortly, but it's tumblr.com, /higherlearningtv show, okay? If you are headed out and about this morning, you will know that it's your usual Monday morning madness, and at some point, there's going to be a little chaos and confusion, because that's usually what it is on the roadway. Okay. Yep, that's what it looks like out there, so be prepared to do some deep breathing this morning, otherwise to get you through it. If you want CTA, you good. I don't know about CTA. I've heard some horror stories, so I don't know. Anyway, whatever you do, take a deep breath. How about that? Traffic and weather sponsored today by itex.com. If you are a business owner or an entrepreneur and you have products or services to share with the public, this is the place to be, because you can go to this website right here. And for those who are on the switchboard, can't see it, you can go to chicago.itex.com. And if you have a product or service, or if you'd like to travel to the Caribbean,
yes, I did,
and Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Vegas, anywhere you want to go, you can go through iTex. Why are you spending money that you don't have to, especially hotels, because hotels are expensive, right? So that's where iTex comes in, and, you know, you don't get the plane ride free. You can get your own cheap plane ride, but you can get these hotels, because it's like we're going crazy with the cost of hotels. I remember they used to be $29.99. Now they're $129. No, they're $149. That's what they started. But anyway, I digress. I'll do that sometime. Anyway. So, but you got to use the promo code ZELDA, ZELDA. Always giving thanks to the ancestors, Richard McGee and Jackie Hasselrig, those who came before me and made my way possible. No reported delays on CTA or the Metro, but if you are on the Kennedy, it is a hot mess, almost an hour inbound and 29 out. There are accidents on Ashland and Roosevelt and Ohio and Orleans, so you want to steer clear of that area if you are in that area this morning. On the Edens, almost 30 minutes inbound and 36 outbound. On the Eisenhower, you know, your usual, it's 45 minutes in and 30 minutes out. On the Stevenson, it's 34 in and 27 out. On the Dan Ryan, your usual pockets of traffic, 35th Street to Chinatown. There's some slow traffic there, 26 in, 11 out. On the Bishop Ford, 10 in and 9 out. And on Lakeshore Drive, it's 11 in, excuse me, DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it's 11 minutes in and 10 minutes out. And that is your traffic and weather, sponsored by Carol Kelly of itex.com. Remember to mention my name, and I promise you, you will get that discount. And as we prepare for Monday morning mindfulness meditation, let me give you the word of the day before we get to the meditation, because it is the word that will keep us calm in times of chaos and confusion. And today's word comes from my fellow journalist, Mike House. And the thought for the day, Unlimited God Thought, from March 18th. Ideas are the unlimited thought of being. They are the language of God, the eternal word. The humankind must take hold of in consciousness and speak forth into their life, world, and affairs. We do this by connecting with the mind of God, practicing the presence daily, and declaring affirmations of truth that bring us into the realization of who we are as expanding ideas in the mind of God. If I am to change the trajectory of my life, I must capture God thoughts about me. God thoughts of me include love, wisdom, life, and all the eternal qualities of God. I know I am heavily charged with ideas, and I consistently and creatively release these ideas, and they transform my life and the lives of others. Today, I will allow submerged ideas to come to the top so all can be blessed. So all can be blessed. Thank you, Mike House. And blessings to you too, my brother. Thank you so much for that Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Excuse me, Monday morning mindfulness thought for the day. Now it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And this is the time that we spend alone with self and no one else, even if they are in the room with you. Sometimes you just have to quiet your mind to get rid of all the clutter because there's so much chaos and confusion out there and a lot of chaos and confusion going on up in here too. So from time to time as we breathe in and breathe out, you'll hear this sound. And it's just a reminder to send your thoughts from your brain that's going haywire, send them to your chest. Send all those thoughts to your chest because I want you to focus on inhaling through his nose and holding it for a few seconds and then blowing it out. Because when you concentrate on the breath, you tell the breath where to go. And that way you can focus on your breath. So that's all we're doing, is breathing in and breathing out. And we always like to begin with just a stretch. You simply stretch wherever you are. If you are in the bed, it's okay, but if you're setting up, it's okay too. So what we'll just do is begin stretching because you want to move because you've been in the bed all night. Oh, yes, and that feels good. Ooh, looking at the clouds, look like it want to rain today. Ooh, all the black clouds. Okay, maybe it is, maybe it won't. But in the meantime, in between time, we're just going to stretch. How about that? And then we roll from side to side doing the higher learning hip roll. And then we add a little shoulder in there. And then we go backwards and we go forward. Yeah, get it moving. Get it moving. You know, you want to get the lymph nodes moving because I'm learning that a lot of people have issues because the lymph nodes are blocked. If you sit all day, the body craves moving, as Dr. CJ, would hear if you say on the commercial. On the promo, she said, the body craves movement, and we sit all day, so you got to move it. So let us begin the process of breathing in and breathing out. So we're going to inhale through the nose and exhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth, and when you blow it out, go. Or feel free to make a sound. Okay, so let's try that. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale, blow it out. Ooh. Oh, that feels so good. Let's try that again. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Continue breathing in and breathing out, and you should not be looking at me. Put the inside of your eyelids. Close those eyes. Just breathe. Enjoy it. It's an experience. You see, because of deep breathing, it expands the lungs and triggers the brain receptors to put you in a different mood of elevation, of consciousness. That's why the breathing is important. Let's breathe in together. Breathe in. Hold it. And exhale, blow it out. Now, it doesn't matter if we're breathing together or not, as long as you're breathing, because I'll stop and I'll say something. And so you just keep breathing. Keep doing what you're doing, okay? So breathe in. We give thanks for the power of the breath, because it is the breath that keeps us in times of chaos and confusion. So simply breathe in and breathe out. Inhale deeply, bringing all of that breath to the top of the head. And as you exhale, keeping your eyes closed, feeling the movement of the breath, moving it down through the face and landing on the shoulders. As we continue to breathe in, and as we continue to breathe out, we breathe in, sending more love, light, and energy down through the chest and the solar plexus and the stomach and the sides and the back and the buttocks as we breathe in. Hold it. And as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the thighs and the knees and the legs and the ankles and the arches and the toes as we breathe in. Sending more love, light, and energy to all the lower extremities of the body, we give thanks that we are in a position to breathe, because someone, somewhere may have a breathing apparatus or have respiratory problems, can't breathe on their own or need their inhaler. So give thanks that you can even breathe joy and energy into those legs, into those feet, into those toes. Wiggle those toes, yes. Bring that energy back on up as we inhale deeply. Bringing the energy from the feet back up through the legs and the knees. Oh, yes, those glorious knees. Give thanks, honey. I walk on the knees, whether they hurt or not. I just walk. I remember Baba Dick Gregory said, if your knees hurt, if your legs hurt, just walk on them. Eventually, they're going to stop. And he never lied. I was like, what? And he tried to cut my knees. I don't think so. As we breathe in, bringing more love, light, and energy back up through the thighs and the hips and the buttocks and the back. As we continue to breathe in and breathe out, doing the higher learning hip roll, moving from side to side. This is important because you're sitting, and sitting is the new smoking, and you know what that leads to. I need to say more as we breathe in. We give thanks for the power of the breath as it continues to move back up through the solar plexus and the arms and the shoulders as we stretch. Yes, as we breathe in. And as we breathe out. And just sit with that breath and listen to your body, because it's always speaking to you. And you drown it out with the radio and the TV and the cell phone, but this is your time. This is me time. So you just sit and listen and be one with the breath as we breathe in. Hold it. And as we breathe out, we give thanks for the power of the breath. And wherever there is stress in the body, these hands, your hands, my hands, our hands, we can do things with these hands. And we can take these hands and put them in the back of the neck, because a lot of us hold tension right here. And just take these fingers and just knead the back of the neck. Yes, there you go. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Ooh, do y'all feel that? I feel like Erykah Badu. Y'all feel it? Oh, that feels so good. Oh, yes. Yeah. I'll be back after commercial break. I'm just kidding. Oh, that feels good. Yes. I can rest. Ooh, that feels so good. I want to just stop the show and just... Okay, anyway, how'd you feel? Feel good? All right, good. As we breathe in. And hold it. And exhale. And just sit with that. Keeping your eyes closed, giving thanks for the power of the breath. As you continue to breathe in and breathe out, know that this is something that can save you in times of chaos and confusion. Because when your space is invaded, all you got to do is stop breathing. They're going to look at you like you lost your last man. Well, now you got a new man. So you what? You do what? Breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out. Breathe in faith. Exhale fear. Blow it out. Because, you know, we're all afraid of something. If it's a snake, a river, swimming, a bridge, whatever. Inhale deeply. Hold it. Blow it out. Now as we breathe in, take all of the energy of that breath, bring it up to the top of the head, and look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right side of the neck. Oh yeah, that feels good. Blow it out. Bring your head back around. Inhale deeply. Look to the right as far as you possibly can. You feel that stretch in your neck? Mm-hmm. You should feel the stretch in the left side. Oh, yeah. Ooh, that feels good. Yeah. And bring your head back. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And just sit and listen to your breathing, giving thanks for the mind that directs the breath. As we breathe in. And as we breathe out, we give thanks for the breath that reaches the heart, the liver, the lungs, the spleen, the spine, the gallbladder, all of the internal organs that have been asleep, that have been resting all night. It's time to wake them up. As we inhale and exhale. As we breathe in faith and exhale fear. You see, we meditate to activate because there is a power in you that they don't want you to know nothing about. You were born with it. And they have dumbed us down with programming. And it's called cell phone. Keep them 24/7, don't we? But at some point, you got to cut them off. And listen to the still, small voice, because it is that voice that will guide you, guard you, and direct you. As you breathe in, hold it. And as you breathe out. And just sit with that for a moment. And you may wonder why you're feeling so good. It's because you're giving the body what it needs. As you breathe in, hold it. And exhale. And while your eyes are still closed and you're still breathing in and breathing out, giving thanks that at a moment's notice that when you are experiencing chaos and confusion, you can guide it, you can guard it, and direct it with your breath. You can guide it and guard it and direct it with your breath. And your breath is the thing that will keep you safe in times of chaos and confusion. But don't believe me. Breathe on your own and see what happens. And if you know, like I know, you know that I'm always trying to find the good in anything and everything. So I put together something to help us continue to help others. That's why we meditate, to activate. enjoyed that because that is the way in which we help raise funds for projects here at the Higher Learning Network. And many of those projects have to do with helping the homeless. And the homeless, excuse me, I keep saying the homeless, it's not the homeless, it's the unhoused. And the unhoused is the part of the population that we have a tendency to look down on because they don't have a home to go to cover their head at night. And I just think that is so wrong. And so that's why we came up with the Homeless Project. So if you want to go to Instagram.com and type in, I'm sorry, but it does say homeless. Instagram.com/HLN-homeless project. I will pull that up so you can see that, and you will see that the work that we do, I have been homeless, so I know what that's like, and I make it my business to share it with those who are not familiar with what it feels like to be homeless. Now, as you can see, I posted that on the wrong one. That's on the Homeless Project. You see the deck of cards? That is not where I meant to post that. But seeing that it's there, I just may as well go ahead and tell you about it because it's on my blog on ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. This is the, you see the cards right here? Oh, my goodness. I went to Dr. Marshall Noble's Jazz and You and Education, Music and Education event this weekend, and she has a event at 35th and Ellis, in Ellis Park, excuse me, 3520 South Cottage, and in Ellis Park, we play Bid Whist. And they step and they bop and all that good stuff. But, you know, I'm the queen to be it with, so that's what I do. I don't do none of that. I go there to get my step off. But anyway, that's why you see those cards. And the history of playing Bid Whist is on my blog. I'm going to pull that up in a minute so you can see that. And I was like, wow, no wonder we're so good at it. We're masters of the game. So this is, and they always want you to sign in, but this is, I'm not signing it this morning. But you can see the work that we do. And the work that we do is from the heart. We are always looking for ways to support. Oh, and thank you for those who are sending in those donations for the unhoused. Because when we bring that food, baby, they appreciate it. I tell you, you may think nothing of it, but, honey, they appreciate that food because food is... It's what sustains them. And we all want to be sustained. We all want to be loved, cared for, and all that good stuff. And you can't do that. You can, but it's hard when you're hungry. And it's hard to be decent to people when you're hungry. Because I know when I'm hungry, I'm irritated. And I can't get any food. I'm just not a nice person. But I'm working on that. God ain't the rookie yet. And I didn't have dinner yesterday. Because we taught the children of, well, I'm not blaming it on the children. Back it up, Silver. We had, and I wasn't hungry, so I didn't eat, and that's a good thing. We teach children of, actually, any age now. It was teens and tots, but now adults are coming in and all over the place, so we're teaching everybody. What can I say? So I'm going to go to our other page, Instagram.com, and show you our Instagram. I apologize for not having this pulled up, but you know I do that sometimes. So thank you for your patience with me as I pull up. Oh, my goodness, these children are so, well, I just love it. I just love them. I just love them. They are so smart. We got 6-year-olds in there. And they are off the chain. We're teaching them podcast training. And they're in there doing what they, at 6. Hello? At 6. Okay? So, here's a little man right here. You got to go there. You got to hear what these children are saying. So, go to our Instagram page. It's not going to let me in because I don't want to assigning it right now. I want you to go and look at it. So you can go look at it. It's called CEO Superheroes. And the ages ranges from 6 to 16, I guess. And these children are simply phenomenal. The class is at Madison, Illinois. So if you want to be a part of that, you can do that, too, by just going to our website at higherlearningnetwork.org. And we will share that information with you. Go to higherlearningnetwork.org/resources, and you will see the information there. You can fill out the form and let us know when you would like to, what you'd like to do, because you just don't say, I want to do a podcast. You want to do something that will bring meaning and bring money, meaning to your life and money in your pocket. So these kids are, they're not kids, they're children. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. And I also want to share this with you, too, because if you are a diabetic, chances are, if you aren't, you know someone. Look to the left, look to the right, somebody's a diabetic. Is that person you?
And Denise, before you go, please, go. I don't know if you knew this or not, but I am I reversed type 2 diabetes. Is yours type 2 or type 1 that you've just been diagnosed with? Type 2. Perfect. Because that's what I had, type 2. And I reversed it over, it took about 6 months. It depends on how persistent you are with it, but I did it. And there's a free download for you, which consists of the drink that I drink every morning. And just remember, you are not drinking for taste, my dear. You are drinking for nutrition and health. And let me tell you what the 7 ingredients are. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric. It does not sound appetizing, but baby, it does.
The person you're trying to reach is not open.
And that recipe free to you. And anyone else who wants to go and download it at diabeticdonut.com. That's diabeticdonut.com. And there's also a Facebook page with that name as well, Diabetic Donut ABC. So please, I just ask that those who go and download the free ebook on how I reverse type 2 diabetes to please like and subscribe and share the Facebook page, Diabetic Donut ABC.
Alrighty now.
Engaged in a number of things in our block, in our home, in our neighborhood. We got to be engaged. We got to fight the issues. We got to fight a government that is abandoned, you know, whole communities on the south and the west side. We got to fight a governor who's cut out every youth employment program, who's cut out violence prevention programs, who's abandoned our communities and the poor and the vulnerable. And I think we got to reach out to our brothers on the street and love them and respect them and help them, not just demonize them.
I'll just say, man, before I go into history, I'm coming to my children. I'm a young kid, I'm 37 now, so I'm about almost 15 years old. Elroy, I learned that no matter what you do and how much of a genuine heart you have, and if you're coming from a good place, people are going to criticize if they don't agree with what you're doing.
Yo, what's up? It's your man, Tony Schofield from 106.3 Chicago's R&B, and you are watching Men on Higher Learning. Now, I used to hang around with some men that was into some higher learning. It just wasn't that kind of higher learning, but I got myself together now, okay?
What is it that you do in your quiet time, in your meditation time, that allows you to bring us the films that you do?
I sit courtside the Madison Square Garden, world's most famous arena.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony and the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist? Tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com, and click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words, we'll create a 30-second radio ad, and watch your business increase worldwide.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and today we are being honored with the presence of attorney Wendy Williams, and she'll be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour, but in the meantime, in between time, you can call in if you have questions or comments at 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, or we're also broadcasting simultaneously on the on-air everywhere switchboard. And that number is 727-731-5192. And in case you're wondering what On Air Everywhere is, I will show you that shortly. But right now, I want to share with you information I told you just a little bit about before we went to commercial break, and that was that of the events that took place over the weekend. So what you're looking at here now is my blog, and that's zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And as I scroll down, you will see, you see the cards there, and Baba Kwame Sunhorse, who is the elder that calls in our all of our shows, bless his heart, and he is just a wealth of information. As I walk into my car Saturday to go to this event, I got a call from him, and he sent me a text, and he said something about Bid Wis, and I was like, oh, okay, let me look at it. And I looked at it, and I was just, wow. This is Women's Her Story Month, so I had to share this with you. This is part of, and it's not Black History, honey. It's history, period. And this is my, what do you call it, my input for Bid Wis. And I just want to read this to you for those who on the switchboard can't hear, can't see. Anyone who knows me know that I love the game of Bid Wis. What? Call me on a certain day and you might get your feelings hurt. But this is the hand that my partner and I ran a boss. We were killing them. I hate to say that, but for lack of a better word, we were, we won. How about that? Okay, so this is the rest of the conversation. It says, as I was walking to my car, I was having a conversation with my elder, Baba Kwame Sunhorse, who shared this timely information. I even shared it with my fellow Bidwiz players upon arrival to the Jazz in You, music and educational nonprofit founded by Dr. Marshall Noble. Thank you, Dr. Marshall Noble. Dr. Marshall Noble has a community event every third Saturday of the month. Now, I didn't make it last month because I had a funeral to go to, but you know, if it's a Bidwiz plan, I'm going to be there. So I was there, and I'll be there next month. So don't nobody die, because I might have to miss your funeral. Anywho, the event is every third Saturday of the month at Ellis Park, 3520 South Cottage Grove. It's from 12 p.m. until 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. See, we have day parties now. I didn't know that back in the day, I did party back in the day, but I didn't know that you could have day parties. I know now, don't I? Okay. So I just want to share this with you. And this is the blog of the photos that I took. And I'm going to get to those in a minute, but right now I want to finish reading this to you. It said, this is what Baba Kwame Sunhorse said. He said, Grand Rising, when you sit holding your sixth no, black slaves weren't allowed to read or write, but slave owners believed that the game of whist would help them count the cotton barrels and produce. What do I know about cotton? I don't know about picking cotton. I know y'all don't believe me, but I had scars on my hands. Anyway, I digress. Okay, and so they were allowed to play. As the game evolved, so did the name, thus the birth of Bid Wis, Spades, and Bridge. Baba Kwame Sunhorse says, do you remember Annie Lee of Chicago? Yes, I remember Annie Lee of Chicago. And if you don't know, you can Google it. It has been said, after many years, Lee left Chicago for Las Vegas. The play, it's a play, Six Note Uptown, was written by L.A. Walker, Terry Horton, and Cassandra Sanders, and was inspired by Lee's painting of the same name. The play opened in Las Vegas in 2014 and centers around a big whiz card game, Lee's game of choice. The card game of whiz has been said to originate in Turkey and was brought to the States during slavery. Although the Encyclopedia Britannica originates the game of whiz to start in Europe in 1529, known as the game Trump. Okay. Black slaves weren't allowed to read or write, but slave owners believed that the game of whist would help them count the cotton barrels and produce, and they were allowed to play. As the game evolved, so did the name Bidwist Game. As the years evolved, Bidwist became a favorite among the Pullman Porters. Now, I know you know about the Pullman Porters. If you don't, you better go look it up, because that's information you need to know, period. Okay, as the years evolved, Bidwist became a favorite among the Pullman Porters on the railroad cars. The men were model citizens of the African-American culture, so many looked up to the practices of the prestigious sleeping car parties. The Pullman Porters adopted the travel game phrases used to describe the plays of the game, like going all the way and running to Boston, which I did yesterday. A couple of hello, and when a team makes all the bids, yeah, because honey, that's what we do. The game of Bid Whist is a variation of the original game of Whist, along with other regional versions such as the Norwegian Whist, the Minnesota Whist, the Knockout Whist, I ain't heard of none of those, and the Boston Whist and Dummy. I ain't heard of that one either, but I know how to run a Boston. Hello! Okay, wow, who knew? Now we all know. Gotta go now. Got a hand waiting for me to spank some booty. So see you at the event April 20th from 12 to 4, Ellis Park, 3520 South Cottage Grove. And if you scroll down, you'll see more. But this is who we're having on the show today, Wendy Williams, on Monday Morning Mindfulness. She'll be joining us in about 12, 13 minutes, okay? So that's the information on there. And, you know, last week, we got lots of calls for Khalid Scott, mental health professional, Khalid Scott. So you can go back and read any of the information. There's lots of resources. I always have resources for you, so you can always go back there and see those resources. But I want to take you to the blog of the Higher Learning Network, and that's on Tumblr, T-U-M-B-L-R. There's no E in it. Tumblr.com/Higher Learning TV Show. And as you can see there, there is information from, we have daily news now, and there's the information for the Jazz and You Music and Education Organization, where I went and played the Bid Whist. You have got to read this article, Chapter 3, Bid Whist. I had no idea what that is, but I read it, and you'll enjoy it too. And this is something else he sent me, is Baba Kwame Sunhorse sent me. Because of them, we can. Always giving thanks to the ancestors who made our way possible. This is Michael, the librarian, is set to collaborate with PBS Kids and Social Media Series. Because of them, we can. I was like, wow, I have to show this to our students at the Betty Shabazz International Charter School, as well as the Super CEO series that we're teaching the children now in Matteson, Illinois. So if you go to this blog, HLN TV Show, you'll see lots of information there, and you can share that as well. But I want to share with you that coming up next Saturday, which is the last Saturday in the month. We always have the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which is now not the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. It is the Teens, Tweens, and Tots. Because we get... Yesterday, I'm looking at... we're teaching these 6 to 16-year-old students podcasting. And it's the 6-year-olds, the ones that are so... the older children are excited, but the young ones are even more excited. There's this one 6-year-old, there's two of them, I forgot the other one's name, please forgive me. Tell you to my head, not to my heart. They're just phenomenal. You got to see them. Go to a Higher Learning TV Show blog, and you will get a chance to see them there. Not the blog. Is it the blog? No, it's the Instagram. You know, I can't keep up with all this stuff, y'all. I'm sorry. But it's the Instagram page, Higher Learning TV Show. And here's one of them. I can't remember his name either. I'm working on it, y'all. And they love doing the promos, so I let them do the promos. And this little young man right here, he did a promo. Can you see him? He's a little bitty guy, but they always want you to sign in. I'm trying to sign in right now. Anyway, go there and you'll see him. You'll see one of the guys, and I'll be posting more later. But I just wanted to share that with you because it is our children. You know, that phrase is so overused about the children being our future. The children are now because they are not only our future, but they are with us now. And they are teaching me. I am learning every single day. And it's like you go in. The older you get, the more you become aware that what you think you know a lot of, you don't know nothing. It is just so much you don't know. But I just had to share that with you because the children are always teaching. And I just love that about them. And I just want to remind you that this coming Saturday, we're going to need you to vote. So please go to Higher Learning TV Show and check it out. And I want you to be sure and support our children, because this is what they do. And this is the promo from the Betty Shabazz International Charter School of where we are on Wednesday. And coming up this Wednesday, we will be interviewing one of my former colleagues from WGCI, Curtis Cooper. He was a sales manager there. He was the number one salesman for many, many years. And the children will be interviewing him, so I look forward to that. And we're going to be live, so set your alarm for Wednesday until 2:30 p.m., and that way you can get a chance to see what they do. But right now you can see the little promo that they made. And that was Akil with the little fro, and that was Brandon with the locks. And these two little superstars, you can tell they're going someplace because they got personality out of this world. And they are the ones who bring the rest of the students to the class. So it's like they're the leaders in the class, and they just have so much energy, and I just love it. They challenge me. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. But I'm learning to keep these open. And sometimes I need to talk just a little bit less. So I'm learning. So thank you, all of our students from the Betty Shabazz International Charter School and for the Super CEO Heroes in Matson, where we teach on Sundays from 4 until 6 p.m. So thank you for teaching the old girl a new trick, okay? Thank you so much. We appreciate you. It is 7:55. In 5 minutes, we're going to have Attorney Wendy Williams will be coming on, and she will be sharing her information, and you will be glad you did. Oh, I forgot to mention that the Global Virtual Teen, Tweens, and Tots Show is sponsored by StringYard.
their talented team. Are you ready to showcase your skills and potentially win cash prizes and scholarships? We're excited to announce our Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, where you can enter by submitting a one-minute video of your unique talent. Here's how to participate. 1. Record a one-minute video of yourself performing your talent. 2. Share the video on TikTok. Include the hashtag Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. 3. Tag 3 friends who also have amazing talent. Submit your video by the deadline. We can't wait to see all of the amazing talent that you have to offer. Remember to be creative and have fun with it. The top talents will be selected by a panel of judges and will be announced shortly after. So don't wait, start filming, and good luck.
And that is the Global Virtual Teen, Tweens, and Teen Contest. And this is one of our most popular winners from Canada.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, what's up, guys?
I'm listening for Sabrina.
Once again, y'all, I'm pretty sure you know my name, but let's start all over again. My name is Rosalie. I'm 13 years old. I was born, and I was ready to born in Toronto, Canada. 6IX. And my passion has been always acting since I was a little kid because I really enjoyed the acting. It's like you, but it's another version of you. So fun fact about acting, like a specific performance, memorization work, all of that fun stuff.
And without further ado, guys, let's just get straight to the video. What are you guys waiting for?
I wonder what my next day.
No, man, make it. Why are
you
I'm coming with the belt.
That boy is good. He's only 13 years old. He's from Montreal, Canada. It's 1 minute before the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be bringing on Miss Wendy Williams in just a few minutes, so you stay close, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm... Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places? Meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel. Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution.
Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness, and we are joined by our guest of attorney Wendy Williams, over 25 years experience specializing in civil law, criminal defense matters, community services, social justices, recovery, graduate test prep, wow, professional school entrance exams, and bar examination programs. Wow, we win with Wendy Williams. And to top it off, she took time out of her very busy schedule to come and be a host for the Female Solution last year, but her responsibilities increased and she had to let us go. But we have her back here this morning as we welcome her to the phone line. Attorney, excuse me. Judge Wendy Williams. We got to claim it, honey. We got to claim it.
Oh, wow. Hello. Hello, everyone. Grand Rising to all of your listeners. Thank you, Zelda, for bringing me on. Thank you very much. Yes. Wendy Williams, punch 148. Punch 148 for Wendy Williams. You know, today is Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday, March 19th. The last day for the election right here in Cook County. Yes.
And that was punch 140?
148. That's 148, punch 148. But you know, Zelda, I tell everyone, how can you forget the name Wendy Williams? I'm the
Right.
I'm the only Wendy Williams on the ballot.
Right.
Yes, I'm running for judge. I'm running for judge, Cook County Full Circuit, so you will see my name on every ballot in Cook County. Let's see, who can I use as an example? If you see, that's not too many. Okay, so if you see the category of Cook County State's Attorney, if you see the category of the President of the United States. Wow, that's something to be saying my name in the same sentence with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. But, yes, I'm countywide.
What does that mean, countywide?
Well, you know, we have several sub-circuits in which we'll soon have several judicial sub-circuits added. So at one point in the very near future, we will have over 17 judicial sub-circuits. Those sub-circuits will divide up Cook County. So that now when that day arrives, there will be no more full circuit, which means all of Cook County, there'll be no more full circuit court judges. Everyone will be in a sub circuit.
So right now,
currently I live in the second sub circuit. And Zelda, I think you probably live in the fourth or the fifth sub circuit. I'm just guessing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Guess good as man, because I really don't know. I know where the polls at. I know where to go punch 148. I know that much.
Thank you very much. And, you know, Zelda, that's how we met at the West Side Coalition, remember, years ago?
Sure did.
We were on the radio together.
Yes,
and then
mate.
One day I popped up at the West Side Coalition to speak to the coalition. And you ran up to me and you said, "I'm Zelda." I'm like, "Oh, wow."
Small world.
Yes.
Small
you know
world.
What? And that's one of the things about the campaign, if I can be very casual about the campaign, because you've already read my credentials. And for some of the listeners, you know I've been on the Female Solution for what, almost 2 years as the Wendy Williams Show, and on, you know, Family Matters.
Right.
You know, helping out families who are, you know, just in pain, and how, you know, we try to deal with some of those painful issues and the legal issues that surround them. And nothing has changed. I mean, and I don't think it will change. And we'll talk hopefully about a little bit about that here momentarily. But on the lighter side, I really enjoyed being a host for the Female Solution. But now, here it is, 2024.
People miss you too, Wendy. People, what?
No, really? Oh, thank you.
You all used to have on that was the attorney. Where'd she go? I said, honey, she ain't got time for us. No, I'm just kidding. I said, her responsibilities as an attorney has increased, so she really doesn't have time right now. But she does have time, so... So thank you for still calling in and staying connected with us and sharing your expertise. I want to tell you, at the Westside Ministers Coalition meeting where we met, met Mr. Robinson. He is the husband of Zerlina Robinson, because he gave me her card and I turned it over and I said, you some kidding me? He's like, yeah, I'll see you at the family reunion. He said, my wife is running for judge. And he said, and I turned it over and he said, it was Wendy Williams. I was like, I know Wendy. So is her name Zerlina Williams? You all are on the same ballot or something or another? I don't have it in front of me.
I'll explain it. Her name is Zerlina Smith Members.
Oh.
And she's running for First District Commissioner. But wait. And there's also a Lori Ann Roper that is running for Judge, Full Circuit County, and there's a Chelsea Robinson who is running. Chelsea Robinson's husband is a pastor.
Right, that's it. I got that wrong, yeah.
Yeah, his name is Mike okay. Robinson. So
yeah.
Chelsea Robinson is running. In fact, we ran under the platform, if you will, of empowered women empower everyone.
Oh, I like that.
So it's four to start. It was four of us, and we're talking about myself, Wendy Williams, Chelsea Robinson, Lori Ann Roper, and Ashanta C. Rice. Ashanta C. Rice. All four of us ran together three of us on a petition. Chelsea came in on her own petition later. But as we began the process of actual campaigning and preparation for tomorrow, March 19, 2024, we joined together. And the four of us, as I mentioned, Wendy Williams, Lori Ann Roper, Ashanta Rice, and Chelsea Robinson, all of us pooled our energies, and Mike was helping out with all of that. So yeah.
Okay. What was that quote? That quote that you gave about women. What was that you just said?
Our stance was empowered women empower everyone. This is Women's Month, and we are four African-American women rising to the bench here in Cook County, March
19th, 2024. Amen. You are rising to the occasion. You have risen to the occasion. Other people just have to catch up. So I want to thank you for taking the time to do just that, because people need to know that you are a sister who don't play. You don't take no stuff, and I just love that about you. We need to do a movie on Wendy Williams, the Wendy Williams, Chicago.
Oh, It'll be a doozy.
I know.
Let me tell you.
Because listening to you, Judge Wendy, is like listening to the wisdom of Granny and great-great-granny and great-great-great-great-granny. Because you speak with such passion, and we can feel it when you speak. And the information that you share with us on the show, I was like, oh, my goodness. This woman needs her own show, the Wendy Williams Show. And, of course, she had the Wendy Williams Show, but she couldn't stay with us. But she's back, and she's teaching us. And she's showing us, empowering women, empower everyone. I like that, Wendy. I like that.
We love that. Empowered women, empower everyone. Again, the four of us, Wendy Williams, Chelsea Robinson, Lorianne Roper, and Ashanta Rice. And, you know, there's something strong about the number four. You know, a four-legged table, that's a strong table. A three-legged table, you see them sometimes, but they're kind of weak, you know. And, of course, you can't hold up anything with just two people, you know, or two legs, I should say.
Right.
So we went for the four. It's a good psychological number for partnerships. Partnerships usually don't work too well with just threes. You know what I mean? So, you know, you'll have to get into that and do some research on that. But I had a social worker once tell me that she said, always work in fours, two or four. Skip threes because the triangle is a difficult partnership to hang on, because there's always an odd man out.
Oh, okay. Didn't think about that.
Have you asked for your listeners out there? They might know. When you play racquetball in the court, it's called cutthroat.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's called cutthroat. It could be two against one.
Oh.
Absolutely. And it shifts. And it constantly shifts. I love racquetball.
Wow, I've only seen it played. I played tennis, but not racquetball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think tennis is a lot like racquetball.
Well, it's
sort of,
except that tennis is played on the grass, and it's usually two people or four. But because in racquetball, the room is actually the fourth person. So you're playing in a small cubicle-type room. You enter an enclosed room. It's like playing in a box. So technically, you know, maybe the room is the fourth person, but generally if there's three people there, you can gain your points against any one of the two people that are there.
Okay.
Racquetball. Just look it up on YouTube. You'll see it.
Yeah, seen it. The first place I ever saw it was on The Fresh Prince of Bel Air. They were playing racquetball in a movie somewhere. I know I saw it on too. But racquetball is kind of like our judicial system, isn't it, Wendy? You know, we bounce back and
I can't think of a sport that's like our judicial system, but I like the segue. So our judicial system is very complicated. It's complicated in terms of the whole ideal of the law and the I'm looking for a word similar to the mission of a entity. You know how corporations have a mission, nonprofits have a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the inception of the law in the United States had a mission. Unfortunately, it was in slavery.
Yes.
Unfortunately. And so weeding that out after the Dred Scott decision of 1857 has been absolutely difficult. It's been just a horrific experience. And it can't be ignored. The laws, one thing about the law, you can't edit it like a newspaper article. You can't spin it, paper out article. When you enact the law, there's a committee that takes place, and the committee notes are kept. the court reporting for the incident are all records that cannot be altered. As a matter of fact, the reporter, he or she has to sign off on the fact that she accurately recorded the hearing, the trial, the motion.
Really?
Yes. You know, if you want to really study history in America, you want to go to a law library.
Well, I've been to a law library. Wendy, I worked in a law firm. So, yeah.
That's right. I remember.
You learn anywhere else.
Well, I tell you this, exactly. And there's a record that's kept. And if you can access the record, you'll find out exactly what happened. For instance, in a case involving juveniles, you don't have access to those records. Let's say, for instance, it is a dependency and neglect case. The family is entitled to a great deal of privacy, and therefore you won't have as a matter of fact, the public is not allowed in hearings regarding dependency and neglect. They're civil proceedings, and the whole idea is to protect the child or in the best interest of the child.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, especially in sexual assault cases, the public, let's say, cannot get their hands on the actual record without going through a process.
Why
and
is that?
If you can get your hands on the record at all.
Why is that?
Well, because of the privacy of the child. The child has a right to remain anonymous. The child has a right to grow and get past the dependency and neglect hearing and sometimes the delinquency hearing. The child has a right. And I think it's a good law. I don't think all family matters are for public consumption.
Mm.
But for an adult, that would be different.
Mm.
But my point is the law has a certified record that it keeps of actually what every word that was said. Now, we're so accustomed to CNN breaking news. We're going live. We're going into the courtroom, the O.J. Simpson case, the Fannie Willis matter in Atlanta, even as far as all the national news is concerned about certain court hearings. There's a lot that you will hear, but there's a lot that the media cannot and shall not get their hands on, no matter how hard they try. So you get the Freedom of Information Act, and when you get your report from the Freedom of Information, request, you'll find that much of it was blacked out.
I've seen that.
Yeah. So there's a certain entitlement to privacy, but my point is the public is not entitled to know everything, and the litigants are entitled to privacy. But the point is the record is accurate and is not edited, and it'll sit there. So let's use the example of the United States Constitution. Probably we have some information on all of the conversation that went into enacting and establishing the Constitution of the United States. I'll give you even a later example. 1857, you have the Dred Scott case. You probably hear about the results, but do we know what the testimony was? You'd have to go into the archives and get the testimony of Dred Scott and why he felt he should be able to keep his freedom. But what is highly publicized of the Dred Scott decision was the opinion that the justice came to, and he came to the opinion that a black man has no rights that a white person has to respect because the black man was not what's the word, the freedoms for the black man was not contemplated in the 1776 Constitution because we were written in as chattel property in the United States Constitution. And Dred Scott felt like he could avail himself to the laws to obtain his freedom, and the decision made by the justices at that time, and by the way, the justices, many of them sitting on the Supreme Court at the time, were slavers. So it made sense that they would uphold the 1776 Constitution that said a black man has no rights that a white man need to respect, because under the 1776 U.S. Constitution, there was no contemplation of rights for the Africans who were enslaved. Now, we only talk about what happened after the Emancipation Proclamation, which was still very complicated. But we only talk about that. Most people believe that Dred Scott was overturned. And as far as I know, Dred Scott was never overturned, but the 14th, 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments of the Constitution of the United States were enacted and put into place. But I always like it when a law, a bad law, is overturned. We had that example in Wisconsin. And in Wisconsin, remember, the statute was declared unconstitutional in Wisconsin. And the now we fall back on an 1849 law that was never, okay, overturned. And therefore, women in Wisconsin could be charged with a felony if she got an abortion.
What?
That law went back. Yes, that law went back to 1849.
Yeah, I remember.
So what happens to us if the 13th, 14th, and the 15th Amendments were ever repealed? Scary proposition, isn't it?
We don't even want to think about it.
Exactly. So I am running for judge. I would really like to spend my time in the juvenile division when I am elected.
Yes, ma'am. The babies need to hear from you, Dr. Wendy. Yes. Excuse me, Judge Wendy. They need to hear from you. Our children are in jeopardy. As brilliant as they are still in jeopardy. And from the wisdom that you shared with the Female Solution, I just can see them just absorbing everything you say because they are so bright and so talented. And I'm just learning so much from them. So I know you would just be a benefit to them. I know that. I feel that in my spirit.
Thank you.
And no, thank us, as Baba Kwame Sunhurst would say. Thank us. It's in universal spirit. Because the ancestors are watching over us this morning because we're going to put you in. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Yeah. In the juvenile division, a lot of people don't know much about it, but the juvenile division houses courts that are spending their time with juvenile delinquents, and those are the ones that commit crimes. And then there's another group, oftentimes much younger than the delinquents, that are in dependency and neglect cases. This is when you start hearing about the Department of Children and Family Services, commonly known as DCFS. You start hearing about organizations and groups that spend their time with contracts with DCFS that specialize in services and resources that the family might need. The mother might need recovery. The parent, the father may need recovery. The children definitely would need foster care and love while the parents are going through recovery. Family services, services that allow the family to be reunified after tragedy or after some type of impact on the family that has separated parents from the child.
Makes all the difference in the world.
how do you handle situations where do you represent children currently?
Well, in my law practice, yes, I have. I have represented children in DCFS cases, dependency and neglect, and cases, as well as delinquency cases. And you know what? I enjoy that so much because I get a chance to work with resources to aid my clients return to the family, to rebuild the family, and reunify the family. And there's mental health, drug recovery programs, substance abuse programs, domestic violence is going to be involved in there. One of the things that I found was interesting is all the testing and evaluation that can be done. It was amazing. You have parenting skill assessments, IQ assessments. You have reading skill assessments, family history evaluations, substance abuse evaluations and help. All of those things are available.
Mm. But you have to also have to know that they have to ask for them as well.
Well, you can't walk in off the street. These are court cases in which DCFS has had to intervene and, of course, file, or sometimes the state's attorney will file. You'll see something on TV. For instance, one just recently. No, I won't go into that. But what you have is, and you'll pick up the newspaper and you'll see a situation where they may have been separated from the child or the children for various and sundry reasons, might have been some type of victimization, or it could have been some type of perpetration has taken place, some type of domestic violence has taken place, and those individuals that were their children. One of the common ones you'll see is where children have been abandoned and left in a home where there was no water or no heat, could have been serious injury as a result. Well, the parents could have been arrested. The parents could have been absent for some reason. Sometimes it's due to the fact that the parents themselves may have been harmed and victimized and or arrested. And, you know, where are the children? And you also see situations, a common one I've seen is where the children are left in a home where the animals in the home, like the dogs or the cats maybe, but the dogs mainly have taken over in the household while the parents were absent and the children were abandoned in the household. So it's a lot of filth and of that nature that's an unhealthy and unclean environment. So you'll see those kind of cases in dependency and neglect as well. And they can get help and services in reunifying the family, or the children will have to be separated from the family perhaps for a long period of time, at least until they're 18. Of course, after 17 or 18, many children find their parents anyway if they're if they have not been available emotionally and financially. That bond is still a very strong bond, even though there was some harm there. Yeah.
Right. I can imagine. Wow.
So how do I do it, you say?
Yeah,
well,
how do you
on the,
do it?
On the lighter side, you know, I'm kind of a gym rat, so I stay in the gym. I also eat right. I get sleep. I love to dance. That's one way. And then, you know, I get services like anybody else, you know, massages, you know, vitamin shots and IV drips. And I, you know, I get my hair done. I get my nails done. You know, I'm a human being like everyone else. But I try to find positive ways of taking care of my body, spirit, and mind. I meditate. I sit in silence with no sounds, no books, no reading, and that's a powerful exercise. I learned that from Deepak Chopra. in one of his books. Mm-hmm, in one of his books. So I do that. I have pets of my own that I care for. I have a family that I live with. I laugh a lot. Oh, I love a lot of comedy. I love comedy shows, comedy movies.
Me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I listen to
comedy.
You
got to laugh.
Before I go to bed because I need
there
to laugh
go.
Before I go to bed because otherwise
yes.
you'll have nightmares. And we don't want nightmares. There's enough of that.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite comedy shows was MASH. I love MASH. I love Frasier. I love some of Tyler Perry's comedy and his shows, the Madea and that kind of thing. And I just watch stand-up comedy on Netflix.
Thank
and
you.
I laugh a lot. Yes,
love
yes.
It. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what do people expect from Judge Wendy Williams before we go to break?
Yeah, no problem. It's going to be the same as I've discussed earlier. You can expect me to listen. You can expect me to use my 25-plus years of experience to observe. You can expect me to be fair and considerate. And you can expect me to have a temperament that is commensurate with the environment. In other words, it's not personal for me. I'm there to help. I'm not there to put another burden on the court system. And we have a need to be respectful to the court personnel, respectful to the litigants, attorneys. You know, oftentimes attorneys go into courtrooms and judges can sometimes, with their power, be a bit much to the litigants, as if, and in some cases, some judges have not had litigation experience, believe it or not. The only requirement to be a judge, yes, the only requirement to be a judge in Cook County is that you be licensed in good standing and you live in the area in which you want to be a judge or participate on the bench. Oh, yeah. And so as a result, a lot of judges have not ever practiced law. Some judges have never practiced law. They've been, well, in a courtroom. They may have been a transactional attorney, but they have not been a litigant in a trial courtroom setting. Here's a little fun fact. We found out in the early years of the American judicial system, many justices of the United States and judges throughout have never gone to law school.
What?
How about that? Yep. We've had Supreme Court justices. We have Supreme Court justices right now. We have Supreme Court justices right now who have never been trial attorneys and have never been even transactional attorneys.
Wow.
They may have clerked for the Supreme Court, but they have never had a client not one day in their lives.
Wow. That,
the more you know, the more you don't want to know, let me tell
I
you.
I won't say I didn't need to know that. Yes, I did, because we all need to know that. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say is wow. Well, mm-hmm. It shouldn't surprise me because that's how things are run in this country. We've got to take our next break. Judge Wendy, can you hang around or do you have to go?
I can hang around a little longer. Yeah, why not?
All right, good. So we're going to take this last break, and Naeem is going to join us in the 8:30 break. And you stay close, and we'll be right back with Judge Wendy.
Hi, I'm Naeem Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our...
Vote and punch. 148 for Miss Attorney Wendy Williams. Dear residents of Chicago, Cook County, with great excitement, I announce that I am your candidate for full circuit Cook County Judge for this Democratic primary, March 19, 2024. As a seasoned lawyer, I am a proud native of Chicago, Cook County, a product of Longwood Academy of Our Lady, Olive Harvey Chicago City College, Roosevelt University, and the University of Denver College of Law.
All right, say it to you now. Ooh, I don't have dead air, do I? On air, everywhere, online, all the time.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. And
Vote
I am
and punch.
Voice of Attorney Wendy Williams, Esquire, punch 148. But before I do that, let me remind you to join in every single day of the week, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, on Saturday, 12 noon until 2 p.m., and on Sunday evening, 7 until 9 p.m. with Soul Purpose Healing with Asada, Lord have mercy. Soul Purpose Healing with Viata, Asada. I get a mix up. No, I don't. I know who you are. Soul Purpose
really, Sunday night with Vianna. If you didn't hear it last night, do yourself a favor. Go back and listen. All the shows are always in the archives, so you can listen to them 24/7 on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, and also on The Female Solution platform and on aireverywhere.com, and I'll show you that a little later. But first, I want to give a shout-out to Mrs. Deborah Smith, our third Saturday host, for her generous donation for helping us feed the homeless this weekend. I forgot to take pictures. We were in kind of a rush. But we gave them greens. We gave them cornbread. We gave them baked meatloaf and some macaroni and cheese, and they enjoyed it. They loved it. So thank you, Ms. Deborah Smith, from Move Around with Deborah, every third Saturday from 12 noon until 2 p.m. So thank you, thank you. And thank you for watching, and thank you for listening, and thank you for your donations. If you'd like to donate, every little bit helps. They always need something. They need, right now they need blankets. Oh, and thank you, Asada, for that lady, those clothes that I picked up last night. If you have blankets, socks, heaters, any of that, please let us know. And we will make arrangements to have it picked up. And if you have donations, we will accept those too. You can go to higherlearningnetwork.org. And that information is there. As a matter of fact, I need to pull that up before I leave, but I'll do that after Judge Wendy leaves, because she has clients that are waiting on her. So, and we will be joined very shortly with Naima Latif, Judge Wendy. So, thank you.
I'm here.
Yes. So thank you so very much for being a part of this show. And we do know that 148 is the lucky number. That's the lottery. That's the lottery.
Vote so, and punch 148 for Miss Attorney Wendy Williams. Dear residents of Chicago, Cook County, with great excitement, I announce that I am your candidate for full circuit Cook County Judge for this Democratic primary, March 19th. 2024. As a seasoned lawyer, I am a proud native of Chicago, Cook County, a product of Longwood Academy of Our Lady, Olive Harvey Chicago City College, Roosevelt University, and the University of Denver College of Law. With over 25 years of experience in criminal and civil matters, that equips me to handle the challenges that come with the role of full circuit Cook County judge. I am dedicated to ensuring that as a judge, all individuals are treated with fairness and consideration. Many community members and colleagues who trust my legal insight and intuition have recommended me for legal work and recruited me for pro bono work and community service programs. They know I listen. Humbly and respectfully, I ask for your support. Thank you. Now share with neighbors, family, and friends. Punch 148. Elect Democratic candidate Ms. Wendy Williams for judge March 19th, 2024. Paid for by Wendy Williams for judge. I am Wendy Williams, and I approve of this message.
I am Wendy Williams, and I approve of this message shared with us, our executive director, Naima Latif, who joins us on the platform this morning. Grand Rising, my sister. I can't hear you, but I know you can hear me. And Wendy, can you hear Wendy?
Yes, I can hear you, Zelda. Grand Rising, Sister Latima.
Grand Rising, dear Judge Wendy. We don't speak it into existence.
You heard me call her Judge Wendy, did you?
I know.
Don't know
Thank
things
you.
Not as though they were.
I know. Thank you so much. It feels so good. It feels so good.
About the fact that the Dred Scott decision was never repealed, and the law still says that a black man has no rights, a white person bound to respect. So, you know, I tell you, you know, you are definitely knowledgeable. Tell us about the books that you read and how you go about preparing yourself with historical knowledge. The reason why you're able to just spit this out, you know, off the top of your head, which I think a lot of judges may not be able to do.
Yeah.
So tell us how you go about, you know, your extensive book collection and things.
Yeah, buddy. That's what I miss about being on
too. Well, I got to tell you, it all started in law school. For the first time in my life, I had to read 3 and 4 books per class. And I'm not talking about pamphlets. I'm talking about minimum of 100 to 400 pages of material and research. I lived in the library. I mean, I could get up in the morning in my own home and smell the paper and smell the environment of the library. You know, I spent so much time there. You know, there ought to be a air freshener called Law School Book Library or something. You know, it was amazing. I'm a bit of a comedian too, right? I'll bring that to the bench as well, a sense of humor. But anyway, spent a lot of time, and that was a lot of pressure. I spent a lot of money. I went away to law school, and I had to deal with the pressures. And as I learned in the practice of law, it was the same pressure, deadlines, research, and you can't enter that courtroom or put forth proof without authenticating it, without doing your research, without validating it, so on and so forth. So as a result, Naima, I ended up reading a lot of books at a time. In fact, I read a book last night, and I'll tell you the name of the book, but I'll tell you who the author is first. D'Amico Booth. This was an incarcerated person who has now reentered and stayed a free man since he was incarcerated on 2 federal drug charges. The name of his book, get him off of Amazon, Why Are So Many Black Men in Prison? And his second book, which was even more fascinating, The U.S. Child Support System and the Black Family. The U.S. Child Support System and the Black Family. But those of you who are listening, just go to Amazon and put in the author's name, D'Amico Booth. Booth is spelled B. I'll spell it. B-O-O-T-H-E, like boot, and then H-E at the end. And D'Amico, yes, I'll spell it, D-E-M-I-C-O, D'Amico Booth. He's written several books. And I was just kind of cruising the Amazon list of, you know, books. And that's what I also did. After law school, I found myself kind of cruising bookstores and reading a lot of books and reading many books on one subject at one time within a 3-month period. And so Sister Naima, she is correct. My latest book, other than the two that I was reading last night, my latest book is The Grift. The Grift. The Grift. And everything I say, I will go ahead and spell it. So just grab your pen.
I got it, girl.
G-R-I-F-T. You bought the book?
No. I got my pen and paper, Judge Wendy.
So it's called, the name of the book is called The Grift by Clay Kane. Use the common spelling of Clay and Kane. And it's the downward spiral of Black Republicans from the party of Lincoln to the cult of Trump. It's an amazing book. And he opens with the first paragraph that really what he talks about in the book about the grifters, and we commonly know them as sellouts, but the grift talks about, and he opens with, I should say, the fact that this is applicable to all the political parties, all political parties. It's not just the Republicans, But at one time, there was the party of Lincoln, and at certain points that we have always found in this country, we are betrayed, and things go in a different direction after we have, as a people, invested into a concept or an organization or anything else for that matter, where at a certain point, we're back God, right?
Right.
So the most recent book that I've read is The Caste System, The Caste, C-A-S-T-E, I'll spell everything, The Caste, and that book is by one of Oprah's favorite authors, Isabel Wilkerson.
Okay.
The Caste. And that subtitle is The Origin of Our Discontent. The Origin of Our Discontent. And I'll go on to list some of my favorite authors because they have written several books. The one I find the most interesting and the most detailed about our plight here in this country is Dr. Amos N. Wilson, a well-renowned psychologist and maybe even a doctor of psychology. He was headquartered in New York. He also worked with Marimba Ani. If you remember Dr. Marimba Ani, her last name is spelled A-N-A. She wrote the book Urugu. And so she was office mates with Dr. Amos N. Wilson for years in New York. And I had the pleasure of talking with her and going to one of her book readings. Another book by a local, Brainwashed, by Burrell from Burrell Advertising. That was
Ms.
that's
Burrell,
a great book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a great book. Another book that's out, not touted too much, not publicized too much. It's called the Epidemic of Bipolar Behavior and How It Is Destroying America and Its Children. That's by Dr. George Isaac, M.D., Dr. George Isaac, a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm. Now, Judge Wendy, why is it so important that we know about these books that you're sharing with us?
Well, it cuts down on the anxiety. Really. That's exactly what it does. It cuts down on your anxiety. We live in a system that has historically not been a healthy environment for us, but we're here. You know, I went to school here. I became a lawyer here. I'm licensed to practice law here. I deal with all kinds of people from all walks of life, and I am noticing that we need to understand the environment that we're in. We need to understand how to manage it. We need to understand how to manage ourselves in these environments. And that's why I think it's important. I think it's really important. I can't think of anything else. You know, you turn on the news. See, look, let me talk just 2 seconds about voter apathy. I want everyone listening to my voice to get out and vote today and tomorrow. Those are the last 2 days. It's over. It's over after that. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of voter apathy, but there's also a corresponding voter suppression. But the voter suppression, okay, is easy if there's apathy because you don't want to do it anyway. And to picture in our head Dr. The late John Lewis marching across that bridge in Selma just to vote. And they were met on that bridge in Selma, Alabama, as if they were rioters.
Yeah. Ready to kill and maim.
That's right. They had horses and so when you see that, That is an image in your mind. Ask yourself, why is it worth it? Well, it is worth it. It always has been worth voting. Anybody or any entity that wants to stop you from voting using guns and water hoses and horses, that ought to tell you that it's important to them that you don't vote, so it should be important to you that you do vote.
Amen.
It's like a team. It's like a team. If you want your community represented, you have to vote. If you want people sitting on that bench that looks like you, police officers, judges, state's attorneys, mayors, you want somebody who is sincerely telling you that they will be supportive of the needs of your community. I live in your community. I am part of your community. So that voter apathy, we've got to get that under control, and that's why it's so important that I read these books. That's why it's so important that I know that the first 10 or 12 justices and or presidents of the United States were slavers. So they're writing laws and policies to maintain that oppression. Well, it's over now. So stop picturing that and picture the great things that we did. We got President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama into the history books.
Yes.
That was unprecedented. We have Kamala Harris as a vice president of the United States. That is amazingly awesome, and we did that with the collaboration of all people who are interested in fairness and fair play and justice for everyone, not just for some.
Just think about your grandmama wanted to vote and she couldn't. So just think, when you go to the poll, you're going for your granny.
That's right. And you know
that's
this,
right.
This year, well, they didn't do it on the actual ballot form, but they did on all the campaign literature that was sent out, pictures of the people along with the punch numbers. And I remember when South Africa first had their election, in the actual voting booth, they had the pictures of the people. And I'm hoping that this is something that we can do. I think it does matter. You know, you want to feel like the people that you vote for are empathetic to your experience. And so, you know, ethnicity matters, gender matters. If you feel like these are people who are going to be sympathetic to my needs. So I would love to see them do just as they did with sending out literature with pictures, so that we know, you know, what people's background is and where their empathy might lie. I would like to see that actually as part of the voting decision, where you go into the booth, because not everybody can read. You know, that's one of the reasons why they did it in South Africa. Not everybody could read, but you could see the pictures of who you were voting for. I think we need to do that as well, even though people tend to be literate. But at the same time, I think you need to know what people look like. Like you say, you want people sitting on the bench and look like you. You know, they would not be prejudiced against you out of whatever conditioning they have. What are your thoughts on that? You foresee that as a possibility? You know, you go into the voting booth, you got the president, vice president right now, you know, different ethnicities. We have many, many women running. You know, and I think that is something we should be grateful for.
Ladies,
both of y'all, hold on for a second. Hold that thought. We are officially in the after show. It is 9 a.m. If you are on the On Air Everywhere switchboard or the Blog Talk switchboard and you want to make a comment, you need to push 1 right now, because the show has officially ended, and I'll wait until the show's over before I play the ending, okay?
I'll play
the ending then. Go ahead and and for those on the switchboard, we see your hands. We'll come back to you shortly. Just hold on after Judge Wendy makes her comment. And Judge Wendy, do you have time to take a call?
I prefer not to, but I'll go ahead, because sometimes the calls can be in depth.
Oh, you just go right ahead then.
All right. No, I wanted to say that it's more than that you look like that person. You want to know if that candidate is active. I can't help but be active in the community, not just because I'm African-American, but I also participate and my activities are in the community. So, you know, I don't know if I ever shared this with anybody, but, you know, we had a gentleman on my block that was shooting at his girl routinely. See, I tell people all the time, yes. Routinely, and she would run down the street hollering and screaming. I grabbed my phone. I called the police. Thank God we had the shot spotter. I don't know what we're going to do without it, but thank God we had the shot spotter. So, you know, I am a citizen. I'm not just a lawyer. I'm not just a judge. I am a citizen who can be victimized at any time myself. God forbid it ever happens. Or happens to anyone. And that young lady did survive that, and eventually the landlord moved them out of the neighborhood because it was just too disruptive. But that's back to, you know, one of the things I'm reading about our families, our families. We have to do a better job of choosing our mates. Remember, that was part of my show. Are you fit to be a parent financially and emotionally? And also, I may have to add this later on, we have to give a lot of thought before we start a family. We need to be financially and emotionally fit to start the families, because once the child comes into play, the honeymoon of the relationship is over. And now for the next 16 to 21 years, we're focused in on making sure that those children are healthy adults, healthy adults. Okay, let's take that caller. Let me just see what he's talking about, he or she is talking
and
about.
Before we do that, Wendy, Viata's time. We're going to take some comments. Viata's Tiny House Village, our sister from another mister, says, Grand Rising Queens, welcome back, Wendy. Good to hear your voice and wisdom, and believing your campaign will bring about a new position as judge. Love you. Yes, she says that. We love you, Wendy. And third Saturday host, Deborah Smith, move around with Deborah, says, Grand Rising family, know your candidate before you go to the polls.
Yes, yes. Great.
But I also want to say this. This year will be unprecedented because we have the opportunity to put over 6 African-American women lawyers on the bench as judges. Individuals who can, for the most part, I can't speak for everyone, but I can speak for 3 of us, Lori Ann Roper, Chelsea Robinson, and myself, Wendy Williams. I can tell you that that would be a great addition to the Cook County Circuit Court bench. But in all total, we could have that many African, and that will be unprecedented and will be news and noteworthy.
Yes, it will be, and it is going to be. We are claiming it right here, right now. Let's go to the phone line, 706-202. I do believe that is the one and only Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia. Grand Rising, Baba Kwame, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, Grand Rising, and welcome Black Judge Wendy.
Welcome back, Judge Wendy.
No, welcome Black.
Welcome Black.
Judge Wendy.
All right, now welcome Black. I love that.
Well, like my mama used to tell me, she said, I've been Black all my life. So
I know
it's not a comeback. It's not even a return. I've always been here.
Okay.
You know, and I know you have to go, and I thank you for receiving it. It's all in divine order, because I heard the books you were sharing, and Donna Richardson, or Marimba, lives here in Georgia. And, you know, Amos Wilson was a great one, but also Bobby E. Wright, you know, because he started the first mental health center there. You know, Juwanza Kanjufu, The Conspiracy to Destroy Black Boys. Jake Carruthers and Conrad Worrell, Anderson Thompson. These were all.
And don't forget about, and And don't forget about Dr. Barbara Sizemore, my absolute favorite.
And we can't,
she said,
we can't.
Remember, she said, we don't have to wait. She said, remember, she said, I don't mean to cut you off, but this is so important. Remember, and this goes out to all the teachers that are out there. She said, you ain't got to wait for a African-American history class. You can teach African-American history in every subject that you teach in these schools. English,
yeah,
geography, math, science. Remember?
Because we invented it all.
That's right.
We made everything. Everything.
But what we, did is we took that and they create.
Yes.
We
took
what she said and we did it. It was called the Infusion Conference they did here in Atlanta in 86 and 87 and created curriculum from K through 12 with all the black scholars to create a guideline, the Portland Outline Essays. This is what it's called, the Portland Outline Essays. And, you know, Frances Cress Wilson, a Chicagoan, and she wrote the ISIS papers. And, you know, we had the great scholars, but what I'm seeing now is that was the foundation that you based your heart on, and this is why you're campaigning to be representative of all of those ancestors, even, you know, Alvina Fulton, Dick Gregory. These are the ones that paved the way in order for us to be here, the way for us to be here today, to do what you're doing and being able to sit on that bench and be able to see what is coming in front of you and making the right choices. Because, you know, the thing about the court and the laws and the amendments is that the 13th Amendment creates a whole new slave trade. So what I sent you a list, Race and Technology, the body keeps scores, Jonathan Hare, Stolen Focus. You have Brown is the New White by Steve Phillips. Also, you have an excellent psychologist, Edward Bynum, and Kobe Cambone, and Dr. Wade Nobles, Naeem Akbar. All of these scholars have put together what is going on with us, inside of us, and how we need to repair us. Because this is an inside job, and you are working from the inside to sit on the side that's going to bring about the gavel that gives us justice.
Wow. You know, I got a quick question for Wendy. We're talking about these books, and a lot of, well, definitely Florida, they're doing these book bannings to keep certain knowledge from the school system. Have we had any kind of issue come up like that in Illinois, and what do you think the climate is of the judges' attitudes towards those kind of cases where they're banning certain authors and keeping them out of the school system? What
like,
do you think
also? Yeah, like they kicked my book out of the library. We'll talk about that later.
Ooh.
Well, there's three branches of government. There's the executive branch, which is your governors, your mayors, and your presidents. There's the legislative branch, which is your state legislature as well as your United States Congress and your Senate. And then there's the judges, the judiciary system. Now, here's what's going on. We can't call any, like an umpire, we can't call a game unless we see it. We're observing everything because we're citizens of the United States. We see it all. We see it every community. Every person sees everything if they so choose to read books, magazines, newspapers, cable, network, internet, radio, Google, all of that. But as a judge, we cannot go. We cannot speak about how we feel or think about anything until we have all the evidence, testimony, facts, and experts before us. Now, I can tell you as a private citizen and a bookworm, it hurts my feelings to see book burnings. I mean, this is not the first time in the history of the world that we've had book burnings, and the rationale behind those book burnings were not the greatest reasons. I don't ever see a good reason for burning a book unless you need heat in the house and you have children in there and you need to cook. Now, I may burn a book for that reason, but I can't think of a reason to burn a book. I even have friends right now who have told me, listen, can you leave me the books, your library, in the will? I have donated books to schools and libraries and all kinds of places. So it doesn't help me as a United States citizen with First Amendment rights to see book burnings anywhere or the destruction of books anywhere or preventing people from getting access to knowledge and wisdom and understanding for critical thinking so that they can really participate in governing themselves and protecting themselves. Why would you want to burn a book? Well, all you can think of is that they don't want you to have that knowledge because having that knowledge is a disadvantage to them.
They do not want you to know. I experienced that firsthand going to the Chicago Public Library when I wrote my first book in 1997. They put the Passion Principles, Pathways to Purpose, Power, and Profit. They put it in the occult section, Wendy. Do you hear me? They put it in the occult section. They do not want you reading this information. They do not want you to know that you are the power, as Baba Kwame's son, Hellas, would say, you are the one that you've been waiting for.
Wow.
And you don't need Zelda Robinson to tell you that.
A cult.
A cult. Yeah. That means, and they have conditioned us to think that a cult is bad. How many people have looked up the word occult?
Spirituality.
Yeah. You know, but you can keep people in the dark by telling them what they shouldn't do because that's not good for you. But you got to remember the source. Where did that information come from? Did that come from somebody who's trying to help you or hinder you? So that's the question you have to ask yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, the same thing we were told, reason why we shouldn't read, you know, during our enslavement period when it was unlawful to teach African-American people to read. Was that ever rescinded, especially in the southern states where it was a law prohibiting black people from reading? Did they ever take that back or no?
I don't know of one specifically like that, but I do know that station owners had control over everyone and everything on their plantation under them. That would include everything. And, of course, we were considered at that time chattel and property. So definitely a person that owned property would have control over the property and whether or not you went to school or not. Now, there were some slavers that did teach their enslaved people to read and write because it was more helpful to running the plantation. The larger the plantation you had, of course it makes sense that you have bookkeepers and people who can count inventory and take care of the goods, and you can't do that if you can't read or write. So, yes, but I'm sure it was for the betterment or the promotion of the business at hand, which at that time was enslavement.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to give you, I mentioned this earlier and I want to share this with you again. This was widely publicized news that whenever you have laws that are dormant case law, dormant statutes, at some point in time, if, as we found out with abortion, in Wisconsin, I believe it was, or Michigan, that once the abortion law was repealed, the women were subject to an 1849 law on the books that said that a woman commits a felony. Is that right? I think a woman commits a felony if she has an abortion. So we have to be careful with the laws that are sitting on the books that are dormant, those laws that have never been repealed, like I think at one time there was a black code that said in Illinois an African-American family could not own property past 90 days. If anything happens to the, yes, if anything happens to the Fair Housing Act and all those other legislation, would we end up falling back on that in Illinois? At one point, there was a young lady, and she's a Republican, a black female. She was interested in going through all of the different states and taking dormant laws and dormant case law off of the books.
That
never went, and that never went anywhere, by the way.
So
but, remember, you know, don't forget the recent
to be spearheaded, because we probably do have a lot of laws that need to be taken off the books and could, you know, at some point pop up and a person not realize it's still on the book, therefore it can still be enforced.
Yes.
Is there even a book about that? Or I'm sure there probably are some books that you read that point out some laws that still exist that actually harm people.
No, I have not seen any information about that. That was a concept that came up in the 90s, and all of a sudden it disappeared. Never heard anything from that female again. I think her name was Morris, Attorney Morris, and she was out of Colorado. That's how I know about it.
Wow.
But do we forget
that judges, especially having, I'm sure they had to go through a requirement to get a law degree before they even become a judge, but I'm sure they would have come across some rulings, because you have to have a whole bunch of a lot of rulings and law, you know, to even get a law degree so you can be able to judge properly. But I'm sure they must have come across some laws that were unjust, which would force a judge to maybe rule in a way that was helpful to a person, but it's based on what the statute is, just like the Dred Scott thing. Well, you know, based on what we said in the Constitution, you don't have any right to be out there. That was the law. So how do you foresee, you know, a judge being able to perhaps see through some of the things that come up before you that, you know, are affected by current laws that may not always, you know,
let me help.
A judgment, right? That's the whole job of a judge, to make a judgment based on law, the evidence, and everything else. What would you say is your strength in being able to do that to the best interest of the citizens and the people involved?
I'm not on the appellate or the Supreme Court level, so I'm not running for those positions, but that's something that would be handled by two litigants in court. I think that's how it got handled in Wisconsin, if it got handled at all. I don't know what's happening with Wisconsin law. It rarely comes up, but that was a shocker, wasn't it? It was a shocker for that, an 1849 law, to be now the law of the land, now that there's no more federal Abortion Rights Act. Okay? Now, most people are probably not going to use it as precedent, okay, such as now you have to litigate it. I don't think anybody has to worry about losing their home if there's still a code on the books that says you can't own a person of color, or an African, cannot own property more than 90 days.
Mm.
I'm sure it's not there. I don't think you guys need to lose any sleep over it. It wouldn't be brought up in court because it would be something that doesn't come up, at least in the juvenile courts, that's for sure. It doesn't come up in traffic court, and that's where most of us would start, in traffic court. So it's a question that I can't answer. It's up to the legislature. It's up to Congress. It's up to the Senate to deal with that. It's up to a unification, I think, between the executive branch of government and the legislative branch of government to come together and say, let's clean this up. But if it's not cleaned up, then to whose advantage does the letting those laws remain, those dormant laws remain in place? You know, it's just something to think about. And it's not anything to lose any sleep over, because I'm definitely, you know, as a judge, not going to use anything dormant to make any decisions. In fact, I'm almost sure I would never do that. But we have certain practices that are concerning, and we'll have to see how this plays out. These are tough questions. I can't answer that. And I'm just going to simply say I really can't answer that. This takes an entire team of people, legal scholars, in collaboration with government and the executives of those governments to say, let's clean this up. And it probably is a very expensive proposition as well.
That's
why I think the whole thing disappeared. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's always good to be in the company of my sisters and brothers, but I do have to jump off the phone. We have a lot of work to do today, Monday. Tomorrow is election day. We believe and we're hoping that we'll have a huge turnout for tomorrow. It's been a kind of a sluggish turnout. Again, we talked about voter apathy and voter suppression and how they work together. But we need to get out there and operate as a team if you want representation on the bench, representation in the legislature, and representation in the executive branches of the government, and people who are conscious. Not all of us who share the same, we don't all share the same belief system, and we need to get people in office that do share that same belief system, which is justice for all and not just for some.
Amen.
And so with that, I'm going to tell you, don't forget to punch 148 for Wendy Williams, but I can't believe anybody would miss Wendy Williams, because Wendy Williams, I'm the only one, I think, in the whole state of Illinois that's on the ballot in Cook County. Number two, don't forget about Lori Ann Roper. Don't forget about Lori Ann Roper. Punch number 149, that's 149. And then there's Chelsea Robinson, punch number 142. Punch number 142. We're on the ballot countywide, and we look forward to getting your support to get on the ballot, to become elected here in Cook County.
Who was 141, Wendy?
So, again, it's 142 for Chelsea Robinson.
Right.
149 for Lori Ann Roper.
Okay.
And moi and me, 148. 148. For Wendy Williams.
All righty, I'm adding those numbers up, Naima. That's 148. That's 13, right? I know Mama AG and Eddie Williams.
I'm gonna go while Zelda does her thing. Peace and blessings, and grand rising, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you,
and,
my
and
sister. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you.
As a supporter. If you want some great punch, 148. Empowered women, empowering everyone. Yes. Thank you, Wendy. And thank you, Naima Latif. After show, we appreciate you. And it is almost time to go. Tomorrow, Tuesday, be sure and tune in with my girl Asada, Gathering of the Grill. If you have not seen the show, you have been missing it. It is not too late. Tune in tomorrow, Tuesday.
Yes,
Gathering
absolutely.
Of the Grill. And on Wednesday, what can we expect, Naima?
Oh, another fantastic show. As a matter of fact, we want you to make sure you join us for a wonderful international show. We're going to bring to you a special guest that has been traveling and bringing back
some not only knowledge, but taking something to those in need. So we're gonna make sure you're excited about this Wednesday show, because once again, we're traveling abroad to remind you that we are connected to a global family. And then, of course, Thursday, Stop with Zoe. Going to learn more about how to expand your income and become a wonderful entrepreneur that is buying and selling and trading your skills for money, your ability to acquire new things at a low cost, and you can become your own big box store. So we'll find out more about that. And Friday, of course, health and well-being with Beata. You need to listen to some of the latest news and learn how your body heals itself if you just give it the right things. And don't put the wrong things in it, because that's what's making you sick, both mind, body, and spirit. And, of course, the Saturday coming up is our fourth Saturday of the month. And that is, of course, our global team talent competition.
Global virtual.
Global
team
virtual.
Tweens. Thanks to you, team tweens and tots.
Team
tweens and tots.
Yes, love it. Because we keep finding all these young people with talents. Like, we don't want them to wait for, 5-6 years for them to get the content.
Right.
Let them get some exposure now.
So we just encompass everybody, all ages.
Absolutely. And get the latest news from on air everywhere, whether it's politics, sports, academics, international, government, health, and, of course, we want you to be inspired by those who are making a difference in the world. And you can tune in to On Air Everywhere every morning and hear the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And call in 727-731-5192, because we want to hear from you. And coming up soon, look out for it. On Air TV Network, you'll be able to see some of these brilliant people we brought you to, and you'll also be able to interact with some of your favorite guests and hosts. So we're excited as we grow, and we're climbing as we grow, and bringing along everybody with us, because we are taking our society to a higher level of consciousness. That's what we do. We're global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be.
Amen. And on Saturday, the last Saturday of the month, the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, if you have teens who are between the ages of teens, tweens, and tots, whatever those ages are, send them here. Send a one-minute video clip, 60 seconds or less, to hlntvshow@gmail.com. Now, if you go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org, you will scroll down and you will see a ton of information there, but I'm going to go back up. You can do that on your own. I'm going to go back up, but I want to click on resources. Well, actually, Teen Talent Contest 2024, you can see right there. Some of the information that is available for the teens, but I want to go back and show you the information from resources. Now, this is what we're offering you if you, because we're getting it from adults now. We've been teaching the children how to podcast training. We've been teaching them that. So you can go to, click on resources and then click on where it says podcast training. Podcast training needs and how. You click on that and you fill that out. Now, you can send an email if you want to, but you really need to fill out this form, because we need to know what your mission is. And if you don't have one, we can help you figure that out. And last but not least, this is a site. When you go to higherlearningnetwork.org, for those on the switchboard, and /resources, you will see this. Click on Bitcoin, the mother of Bitcoin in Chicago. We call her Asada. She's on tomorrow morning. When you go to she is the, excuse me, I said that wrong. She's the Harriet Tubman of Bitcoin. She's the Harriet Tubman of crypto. We've been
here. Led people to freedom.
And she's leading us to financial freedom, because I went in my account and I was like, this ain't none of my account. I didn't put that much money in there. And I called her. She's like, yes, you did. So if you want something different, you got to do something outrageous. So go to higherlearningnetwork.org, click on resources, and you'll see the information for the massive leverage system and where you can learn how to use Bitcoin to your advantage. And then she has an event every Friday evening. So, but just listen to the show tomorrow. You'll get a chance to listen to it. So just wanted to share that with you. There's lots of resources available for you. And this is the link there, but go to higherlearningnetwork.org and click on resources, and you'll see that information. As we leave you with all of the information that you need, all of that information that they just gave us, I'm going to type that up. Give me some time, because you know I don't type 100 words a minute. And I'll put that on the blog, tumblr.com. It says blog, but it's tumblr.com/higherlearningtvshow. Okay?
All right.
And on that note, we would like to leave you with something that will keep you centered, I'd like to say, to help you get through the day when you may or may not be feeling your very best. This is available for you to remind you that even though you may be alone, you are still in the company of those who care about you, and that is the Female Solution, because we care. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. So thank you for being here with us. Stay on purpose, stay in power, and stay tuned to the Female Solution tomorrow morning, and we will see you right back here, and we will do it all over again. Thanks for watching, thanks for sharing, and thanks for caring.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, asan wasalam. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangade. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you. Valentine's Day is coming up, but I call it Self-Nurture Day. And I read this from my very first book, Inspirational Conversations, that used to be in the short title show on B103 and on Gospel Radio 1390. I said, February 14th, Happy Nurture Yourself Day. Today and every day is one of the best days of your love life. Live it as if it were your last. Don't wait on the roses, dinner, the party, the candy, or the call. Love your own self today by doing the things you want someone else to do for, to, and with you. If you can't be happy by or with yourself, what makes you think he, she, or it will make it any better?
Ooh,
you need to prove yourself. True love does not come wrapped, bathed, or clothed in anything. True love will pour from your being like an age-old wine waiting for the cork to pop. Today, pop your own cork. Love yourself as no one else can, because nobody knows better than you.
Amen.
Hug yourself and tell yourself, I love you. Happy Self-Nurture Day. Happy Self-Nurture Day to you today and every day. So please do something to make yourself happy. And thank you.
You're watching the Higher Learning TV show.
Love Talk Radio.
do something great tomorrow, Tuesday. Punch 148, 149, and 142. Especially 148, Judge Wendy Williams. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for caring. Thank you. Enterprise call room. Enterprise car rental.
You voted for me. Thank you. love, and I was my...